And now it's time for Images of the Past segment, and we're going to learn about the Rebecca Goodwin Bonnet. It's the oldest artifact at the Siouxland Heritage Museum. And joining me now is the director of the museum, Bill Hoskins. Bill, thanks for being here today.
Well, good afternoon.
So tell me the story of the Rebecca Goodwin Bonnet.
Well, we probably don't know all the story about Rebecca Goodwin, but she came to Sioux Falls in May of 1858. And at that time, it was a very small community. It had been founded the year before by two rival town companies. And Rebecca and her husband, Mr. Goodwin, came to Sioux Falls, and they lived here in a cabin for the next 11 months or so, and departed in 1859.
Do we know why they came?
Well, there's a general westward movement at the time, but specifically why they came to Sioux Falls, we have not yet been able to discern.
And Rebecca was the only woman at the time?
She was the only woman at the time that she was here in Sioux Falls.
And she has done some writing about the bonnet that you also have, right?
Yep. Shortly before her death, she died in 1911 out in Montana, she did a deposition saying, this is what happened and what's the story of this bonnet. And her granddaughter, brought the bonnet to the Siouxland Heritage Museums in the 1970s, along with the story about it. And the bonnet appears to be the top of a cradle board cover, and it was traded for some sugar and cornmeal. It's just a neat piece. And for Native American Sioux pieces, the lady was supposedly a Yankton. It's the oldest beaded piece in our collection.
Describe the colors of this bonnet.
It has light blues and whites, and there's greens and some pinks and even some dark reds and spots. It's really very beautifully done.
And is it a fabric or is it more of a skin?
No, it's a hide.
Okay.
Piece, yeah, and the bead work's done on a piece of hide.
Do we know if she wore this?
Well, yeah, I think that a bonnet was something very typical of women at the time to protect your face and head from the sun. You know, the last thing you wanted, a fashionable lady, was a suntan. And I think that this is a piece that caught her fancy, and she was willing to trade sugar and food. And in fact, in the story, she'd talked to this Indian woman at one point, and the lady didn't want to give it up. But she came back later, I would guess, having thought about it, and cut a deal for it because she knew that Rebecca wanted the bonnet.
Is it heavy? It looks heavy.
Not. It weighs more than a felt hat or a baseball cap, but it's not real heavy. And we don't know that much about Rebecca Goodwin. We have a picture of her taken when she's quite a bit older, probably in the late 1890s or 80s or 90s. And she lived into her 70s, had moved around from Sioux Falls. They went to California, and then from California she went to Nevada and ultimately to Montana. So she moved around the West quite a bit.
And she and Mr. Goodwin were divorced?
Yep, that's the story. and really all we've been able to find is that his name was Mr. Goodwin. She married a Eldridge G. Bryant in Carson City, Nevada. And then they moved, after living in Nevada for some time, moved north up into Montana.
Okay. Bill Hoskins, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.